Welcome to Obscurus, your weekly dose of paranormal fiction. Every Wednesday, Obscurus features new short stories and serialized novels written by novelist, screenwriter, and voiceover artist Biswajit Banerjee. The realm of the paranormal stretches far beyond the usual horror story. So while you'll get to listen to lots of ghost stories on this podcast, there will also be many tales of lesser-known paranormal themes. To get us started, here is your host, Biswajit Banerjee.
Welcome back to Obscurus, the podcast that delves into the depths of the human psyche and the mysteries that lie beyond our understanding. I am Biswajit Banerjee, your guide through these shadowy realms. Today, we bring you The Agent of Wish Fulfillment, Part 4, a continuation of a story that has captivated us with its exploration of desire, morality, and the supernatural. In the last episode, our protagonist was left grappling with the consequences of his dark wish, the assassination of his rival, Mr. Frank Jones, by the enigmatic Ichhapurti Devaduta. As he navigates his internal turmoil, torn between ambition and morality, we are reminded of the fragile nature of our moral compass when confronted with our deepest desires. In Part 4, the story takes an even more dramatic turn. Our protagonist faces the ultimate test of his values and convictions. The choices he makes in these critical moments will define his fate and lead us to question the very essence of right and wrong. What will be the outcome of this harrowing moral dilemma? Will he allow his darkest desires to manifest, or will he find redemption in a moment of self-sacrifice? Before we dive into this gripping narrative, I invite you to explore more on my website, biswajitbanerjee.com, where you can delve deeper into the worlds I create. You can also find all episodes of Obscurus, complete with transcripts and special features, on our podcast website, obscurus.buzzsprout.com. We are excited to announce that soon you will be able to support Obscurus on Patreon and other platforms. Your support is invaluable in helping us continue exploring and sharing these complex narratives with you. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel for all the latest updates and content. Your engagement helps us reach more listeners and create a community of story enthusiasts drawn into the mysterious and the unknown. Now, let's immerse ourselves in The Agent of Wish Fulfillment, Part 4. Prepare for a journey that challenges our understanding of free will, destiny, and the price one pays for one's deepest wishes. In the world of Obscurus, each story is a labyrinth of choices, and every choice leads to a revelation that could change everything we thought we knew. Let the story continue. The Agent of Wish Fulfillment, Part 4. Written and performed by Biswajit Banerjee. My stream of thoughts broke for a while as I sipped green tea. I wondered if I was right to connect the old man's appearance with the existence of God. Another chain of thoughts gripped me. If God was real, and every consciousness evolved through many lifetimes to accomplish moksha, or liberation from the painful cycle of life and death, of what importance was a petty thing such as a promotion to the next higher post? The old man said he appeared to me because I had good karma in store. He did say I have been a good person in many past lives, and even in this life I have been a good man. But what I asked him to do would not improve my karmic connections. Yet again, the chain of thoughts broke, and I finished the green tea. After placing the cup on the table close to me, I stretched my body on the sofa. The old man's face flashed before my eyes. By now, I was convinced that the old man was not a construct of my mind, and that he was real. Also, I knew that my mind had correctly connected the old man's existence to the existence of the Supreme Brahman or the ultimate God. I got up from the sofa, full of hatred for myself. What had I done? For a petty thing like a promotion, I had desired the killing of a man. Although Mr. Frank Jones was my rival, he too might have had a loving family. His parents, wife, and children surely loved him and needed his support. If the old man killed Mr. Jones under my instructions, what would happen to his family? Though nobody would know that I orchestrated the murder, would I be able to face myself? How would I feel when I looked at myself in the mirror? Who would I see in the mirror? A good man or a killer? Oh no, what had I done? What had gotten unto me? How could I be so evil? Remorse and shame filled my heart to the brim. No, I couldn't let the old man kill Mr. Jones. I had to stop him. The following day, around 10:30, I was already in the passage waiting for the old man to arrive. I feared how I could save Mr. Jones if the old man also turned invisible to me. Thankfully, my fear didn't come true, and around 10 minutes before 11, I heard his voice coming from behind me. I turned and saw him give me the same smile I had seen appearing on his thin lips umpteen times in the bar.
"I don't need your assistance to kill your rival, sir. Why don't you relax in your cabin? Soon enough, you will get the news of Mr. Jones's death. I will kill him in exactly 9 minutes from now. His driver is parking his car at the moment. Shortly, he will enter the building and walk up the stairs to arrive at this passage. Rest assured, he will be dead in another 9 minutes."
"No," I said, and held his hands tightly.
"What is that supposed to mean, sir?"
"You can read all my thoughts. I am so ashamed of myself."
"But why, sir?"
"Can't you read my mind?"
"I can, but I want you to speak your mind."
"Okay, then listen. I don't want to have Mr. Jones killed, and I don't want that stupid promotion. Just go back to your dimension. You need not fulfill my wish." The old man laughed.
"I cannot go back now, sir. First, I will fulfill your wish and only then return to my world."
"But I no longer wish to see Mr. Jones dead."
"What you want now is of no consequence, sir. all that matters to me is the wish that you made yesterday.
Please don't kill him. I made a sickening wish yesterday, and I regret the moment I made that wish.
Nothing that you say now matters, sir. In just a matter of minutes, I will kill Mr. Jones, regardless of what you want now.
No, I will not let you do that.
You cannot stop me, sir. Don't be fooled by my frail looks. Not even 5,000 people like you can prevent me from killing that man.
I caught hold of the old man's coat collars and tried to pull him down. All he did was smile, and a strong force pushed me to the floor.
Don't try such foolish things again, sir. You humans are no match for me.
I got up and folded my hands before him. Please spare his life. I beg of you.
That's no longer possible. I have already made that clear.
Tears formed in the edges of my eyes as I softly held his hands and said, please let him live. There must be a way to spare his life. God is not unkind, is he? Why don't you ask the demigods and demigoddesses who have sent you here? Do something. Please do something. I am begging for Mr. Jones's life. The old man gently released his hands and scratched his chin and forehead. After what looked like deep contemplation, he gave me a look of sympathy and said,
well, I have just communed with the ones who have sent me to this material dimension. I told them that now you want Mr. Jones to live.
What did they say? I am sure they have found a way to save that poor man's life.
Yes, you are right, sir.
Great! Tears of joy rolled down my cheeks.
Don't be so happy, dear sir. I haven't told you the price of saving your rival's life yet.
Go ahead. Ask for the price.
The only way you can save him now is by giving your own life. I can spare his life if you are willing to let me kill you.
The price for saving Mr. Jones's life sent a chill up my spine. For a minute, I couldn't say a word.
The price is too much to pay, isn't it, my dear sir?
Is that the only...
Yes, sir. That's the only way to save your rival's life. Tell me, what should I do? Kill you or your rival?
The thoughts of Neha, Prabhat, and my old parents who lived in Chennai crossed my mind. What would happen to them if I died?
Tell me what you have decided right now, sir. In less than a minute, Mr. Jones will be in this passage. If you agree to die in his place, I will kill you and go back to my dimension, leaving him unharmed. And if you think you should rather live and let him die, then I will kill him and leave this material dimension for good. In case you are too puzzled to take a concrete decision now, then I will keep the wish you made yesterday, and Mr. Jones will die within a minute.
A few seconds later, I heard Mr. Jones's footsteps.
Dear sir, you better leave this place and let me do my job. That man will be visible any time now, and the moment he becomes visible, I will shoot him dead with my invisible rays. Leave, I said, leave.
No, I won't leave.
Well, that's your wish, sir, but your presence is not going to change anything. My rays will kill Mr. Jones in another 9 seconds or so.
No, you will not kill him. Kill me instead. At once the old man gazed at me, and an immense force swiftly pulled me up in mid-air and pushed me straight towards the glass covering of Mr. Jones's cabin. As I flew back under the influence of the colossal force, with the corner of my eye, I saw Mr. Jones emerge in the passage. In the next moment, I crashed against the cabin's glass wall. With my failing consciousness, I heard the old man say,
"You sickening man! Lucifer hates to lose!"
As we conclude this intense episode of The Agent of Wish Fulfillment Part 4, we find ourselves amidst a cascade of emotions and consequences. Our protagonist, having made a harrowing choice, faces the immediate and profound repercussions of his actions. His decision, a stark reflection of the complex interplay between desire, morality, and the unforeseen forces of destiny, leaves us contemplating the actual cost of our deepest wishes. In the next installment, we approach the climax of this compelling narrative. What will be the final outcome of this intricate dance of choices and consequences? How will the story of our protagonist, now entangled in a web of his own making, find resolution? The final part promises to bring closure to the haunting journey we have embarked upon, revealing the ultimate fate that awaits him. Join me as we unveil the concluding chapter of The Agent of Wish Fulfillment. Prepare for a journey that ties together the loose ends, answers the lingering questions, and perhaps raises new ones. In the world of Obscurus, every story is more than a narrative. It reflects the human condition, a study of the choices we make and the paths those choices lead us down. Until our next episode, ponder the paths we choose and the wishes we make. Remember, in the intricate tapestry of life, every thread we weave has its own story and impact. Stay tuned for the final revelation, where all will be revealed and the true essence of our protagonist's journey will come to light.
Thanks for listening to Obscurus. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and visit BiswajitBanerjee.com for more information about Biswajit's books, movies, documentaries, and other creative pursuits. We shall see you next Wednesday with another episode of Obscurus. Till then, take care.